I know Paul had two encounters with the Ephesians, three actually, one in Acts 18, one in Acts 19, both brief. Well, I shouldn't say both brief. One, the second one, he spent, a year and a half or so, I think it says there. But then the third one was in word, and what do you say, in epistle only, in letter only, the letter that we have as the Ephesians letter to the Ephesians, epistle to the Ephesians, to ones that he hadn't met in Acts 18 or 19, ones that apparently and most probably had heard the gospel from those elders that were appointed to disperse the funds for the Church of God in Jerusalem that was starving. Remember the poor, it says. They went back. They had come from Ephesus down to Miletus. They heard from Paul after he had been sent to all people, and they went back and started preaching apparently to all people there in Ephesus, and this group gathered, and Paul wrote to them, having heard that they, what's it say? Let me find Ephesians 1:15. I don't know if that was just read or not. You got it up there already for me. Thanks. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. He hadn't experienced that love. It's not the people that he had met there and that wanted him to stay. I'm trying to find... it's Acts 18, verses 20 and 21, I believe. Is that right? I don't know. Acts 18, 20, when they desired him to tarry longer time with them, he consented not, but bade them farewell, saying, I must by all means keep this feast. So he's keeping Jewish feasts at the temple still by Acts 18, verse 21 here. It's the next verse where he gets the temple vision about going to all people. But he says, saying, I must by all means keep this feast that cometh in Jerusalem, and I will return again unto you. That's the first visit he's in here now, if God will. And he sailed from Ephesus. And then in Acts 19, he finds some people there that at Ephesus that were Jews, and they remained Jews, but they... I'm trying to find it now. anyway, they... where does it say how long he stayed? Doesn't it say he stayed a year and a half? I'm looking through verses here. That's why I'm stalling. Not stalling, but taking longer than I should. I don't see it. A year and 6 months. Thank you, Lord. But those are the people that he knew, and they... Well, I'm not gonna go further on that. I'm just saying that the ones that he wrote to, he didn't know, and that they were most probably people that were like us. Were even though they're in Acts, they're not in Acts really. The ones in Acts were Jews from the synagogue, Jews and Greeks coming to God by Jewish doctrine, by Israel's covenants and commandments. They believed that God was working in the world through Israel. At that time, he was. And so there were some Greeks in the synagogues along with the Jews. That's the Jews and the Gentiles that it talks about at that stage, before Paul was sent to all people with the gospel of salvation. He could have gone to anybody he wanted to. It's just his sending. came in the next verse here. And in, let me just, if I can get it to, I'm trying to post it here. Verse 18, this is in Acts 18:18. After it said he wanted to make the feast in Jerusalem, when he had landed at Caesarea, which is downhill from the city of Jerusalem, and like a seaport or partway to the sea, when he had landed at Caesarea and gone up the hill, and saluted the church, he went downhill north to Antioch. Paul talked disconnected. Am I here still? Okay. Connected you. Okay. Sorry about that. I don't know. I hear that often, though, that Pal Talk bounces people out for some reason. So hang in there. But anyway, when in that brief visit, it's brief because when he got there, he turned around and left right away. Went to Antioch. Why? Well, you can see in the script, Gary, you had your hand up. I'm going to just finish this. You can come up. No, somebody did, I thought. Anyway, as far as the... let me clear my screen a little bit here so I don't have to keep moving things to see. Let's see, I want to get into Acts and 22, and we're going to see what happened when he went to that feast there in Jerusalem. He recounts it in Acts 22, and he says, and it came to, he first of all tells him about his conversion experience in Acts 9, that happened in Acts 9, and that ends in Acts 22, verse 16, and then in 17, he says, and it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem, in other words, not the first time back there, but he came again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the... I'm trying to read both of these at once. Didn't need the mic, as Mike said what I would... Oh, okay, all right. He says that when I was come again to Jerusalem, even when I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance and saw him saying unto me, make haste, get thee out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. In other words, what I have to tell you, they're going to kill you for it. So get out of there in a hurry. And he did. You know, the verse we read there in Acts, where was that? 18:22, only gave three words to his visit to Jerusalem. He left that fast and saluted the church, and then he left for Antioch right away. So, welcome to the room. Daryl, I see your hand. I'm going to just wind up this sentence here. So we know that we're given... Let me just go down a couple more verses. It told him to get out in a hurry, and then you get to verse 21, and he says, what he's telling him that they won't receive, it says, and he said unto me, depart, for I will send thee. In other words, it's not ascending. It's telling him of a future sending. I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. In other words, there's a differentiation there. Not the Gentiles that are the Greeks in the synagogues, but to all Gentiles, to far hence Gentiles. And it's verified here in the next verse. When he's telling them this in Jerusalem, and they gave him audience to this word goyim, excuse me, this word about the alien Gentiles like us, and then they lifted up their voices and said, away with such a fellow from the earth, it's not fit that he should live. That was Israel's, saying that God was going to save those that curse Israel. Genesis 12, verse 3, the second part of it there says, I will curse them that curse him, curse him that curseth thee. How can God say he's going to bless him? He can't be speaking from God. Well, that's because it was mystery. It wasn't told in the Old Testament that God was opening a new way. This was after Israel fell. Had Israel not fallen, this wouldn't have happened in this way. It might have happened, but in a different way. Had Israel not fallen, they would have received their Messiah. The millennium would have started. 7 years later, after the tribulation. So 1,007 years after Christ's birth, or in other words, after Christ's death. It would be 33 and 1,040 years, 1,040 A.D., would have been the end of the millennium, and Satan, you know, trying to take over again, and he and death and hell cast into the lake of fire, and eternity. We would be in eternity now, not a passage of years. That didn't happen, in other words.